Hello, hello, hello. It's Harry. How are you? I hope you're doing well when you wanna... Not, come on, it's not... Well, I'm pretty sure you will. And if you're not, you will be. Maybe you're just wondering why, because it's so much obvious even it's not, you know, question. You wanna listen? It's a very amazing voice, so you know what is that would be better than this. You know, you listen to something about your interview with very, very amazing voice, you know. Just, I don't know, just think what was that the thing we just done, and you know, it was so much great, and that caused this luck coming, you know, for you. Yeah, not come on. It was a very, I just want to talk about, it's a kidding, you know, it's, I do not thinking about myself too much. Please, people, if you listen to this, I'm pretty sure Miss, damn, I forgot your name. I forget, actually, Miss Parry, yeah. I'm pretty sure Miss Parry know that, but if you listen to this, not, it's solely kidding, okay? It was a very great interview, I can say that, and I really mean it. It's not some, I don't know, casual compliment. You can't see people, it's okay, you know, people try to be nice and they're saying how much they're thankful about interview, that's okay, but I really mean it. It's not like those stuff. Because, yeah, I can say that if you have a kind of, maybe it's not really appropriate to say this, but if you have a kind of comparing between this one and the last one, you know, the kind of interview, exactly interview that just happened between Sir Condis and Nicknam, dear Nicknam, yeah, this one was very better. I can say that. Because for some reason it doesn't matter. And thank you for, you know, sharing your very amazing information. But in some cases, in some point, I'm not really agree with you, especially when you talk about pronunciation. I think I'm sorry saying like this. I hope you do not take it in a kind of wrong way. I really do not want to be rude, but you know, I think you have a kind of obsession about pronunciation, you know, you have to say pronunciation with a, you know, in a kind of perfect way, and if you don't do that, kind of, I don't know, misunderstanding happens. It's not true, come on. If you're thinking about it, you know, cause you're saying those stuff, this is my point, I don't know, maybe you have a different meaning, you know, about saying those stuff, I don't know. But if you're saying some words, even with a wrong pronunciation, you're saying those stuff in a kind of structure, using in a kind of sentence. So, you know, your audience very easily just understand what was that, the thing you just said, you know. So, why, you know, you're killing your fluency by thinking about pronunciation, or and the same thing also happened, you know, for grammar. If you're thinking about grammar, you know, am I right or not, or pronunciation, it just create very, very enormous hesitation, and you know, what is that would be more important? You being right, you being correct. What pronunciation, or I don't know, grammar, or you have very great fluency. I think if you have a, if you want my idea, fluency, that would be more important. Cause, you know, you seem more natural. It is. Rather than, you know, you try to talk with a correct pronunciation and just losing your audience very easily. That's the kind of problem I think a lot of people just have. they want to be fluent, but they can't because all the time they think about, you know, they're right or not. It's a kind of accurate situation that just happened for them or not. What the hell? Just drop it and try to have a great fluency. And I think we have a kind of discussion, I know you remember that or not, I just told you, you know, I used to live in another town and I just migrate, and subconsciously my pronunciation just changed. I think if you are serious about, you know, you want to have a really perfect pronunciation, just migrate to some country, you know, people that just casually talking in English. It just happened for you. Do not have some stupid obsession, am I right or not? This is my idea. I don't know if you agree with this or not. And yeah, you know, the same thing happened recently in forum. Just mentioned to Javadi, Terma Javadi's web blog or page, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. She said, you know, instead of courier, she said carrier. I got it, it's a courier, because it doesn't mean you're putting carrier on those place, you know, on that place. So what the hell, you know, about the pronunciation thing, okay? And so I don't know what is your opinion about this. You have to be correct 100%. Take not agree with that. And I have a kind of, it's a kind of casual question, you know, Mr. Confused. You should just ask, I think, from people. I think it's forgot to ask in this question. It's a kind of interesting question. If you have a kind of willing, I'm really glad if you answer to this. Did you have any experience to talk with foreigner people or not? The people, you know, coming, they belong to another country. And especially native speaker, yeah, I'm just wondering. I don't think so, but it's a kind of interesting for me to know about your experience, if you ever had any, I don't know, interaction with those guys. And how was it, you know? Can you describe it a little bit? Yeah, I think that would be interesting. And let me think, I just wanted to say, okay, there is a kind of tip, you know, just like what you like to read, I know, Harry Potter's, and I don't know, you know, I think you already know, but in a United States, American culture, they're calling those guys with some interest, like the thing you just said, reading Harry Potter. I'm sorry saying this, not my opinion, I just talk about, you know, their culture. You can't, I don't know, criticize them. They're calling those guys nerd, or I don't know, geeky person, or bookish. It's not compliment, it's kind of insult, I think. So there's a tip, if you want to immigrate, it's not possible right now because there's a kind of sanction against our country. But in somehow, some way, I don't know, if you want to immigrate to United States, US, just be aware about it. Do not share your interest with people, you know, because it's very probable kind of rejection that just happened for you. Be aware about this. And another thing, okay, it's a last thing, it's a kind of personal, I don't know, maybe that just timid you. So if it's kind of timid, it means you being apprehensive, you being concerned, you being it's kind of bothering, I don't know. If it's, you know, including this stuff, please don't answer to this question. You know, at the first place when interview just start, talk about yourself and introduce yourself, and you talk about your age. I didn't get it, actually. It wasn't so much clear. So if it's possible, I'm curious about your age. You know, how old are you? If it's, as I said, it's a kind of personal thing, it doesn't matter. Just don't say anything, okay? And cubs, you know, if you know what is, that would be the age, I don't know, gender of your audience, you're being more selective about your words, about your, I don't know, the way you want to talk with that person. And you know, when you do not have any idea, so it's very probable, you know, kind of running foul situation that mean bad situation that just happened, you know. It just happened. Yeah, that's it, yeah. And then, Mr. Nasser, if you listen to this, come on. Every single platform has a kind of feature, and you can determine what the hell is your gender, or what is the rate of your age. It's totally unknown for me. It's a kind of favor, you know, you just did for me, Miss Parry. I used to be just saying totally, but after kind of feedback, you just told me I changed. I try to change it. It's, I have a kind of problem with that. But I try to say totally, you know. You do not have to pronounce it like totally. Yeah, also, it's create kind of hesitation. I don't know, this is a favor, or I don't know what can I call it. Because, yeah, that's just reducing my, you know, speed of my talking. I've just talked with Mr. Nasser. Mr. Nasser, yeah, I'm pretty sure you do not listen to this, but if you listen, please, adding some stupid, not stupid, I have to really be polite, because I want to ask him for kind of, you know, favor. Please adding some, I don't know, choice people when they wanna register, or I don't know, am I right? I'm not sure. Into your website, just determine what is their gender, what is their age, at least the rate of their age, the area, you know, 20 till 30 years old, for example. Thank you so much for listening. I don't know how much last said, let me see. Holy shit, that's a minute. I'm sorry it's lasted too much. I just wanted to share my idea about kind of interview we just had with Mr. Combi. Mr. Combi is also, if you listen to this, I'm literally thankful, like other guys. Just keep on, that's a very amazing area for us people that have a kind of interest in their English. Oh yeah, thank you. Bye.